Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in once again to New Beginnings Ministries. We are on every Wednesday from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We're an interactive Bible study, and what does that mean? That means that we love for you to call in and interact about the Word of God. it's good when brothers and sisters come together and just to be able to share the word of God. Amen. We do appreciate each and every one of you, those that call in, even those of you that listen via internet. We do thank you for supporting this ministry and just being able to share with us what's on your heart. And we pray that we are a blessing each and every time that we come together. Come together to show off or to prove to the world anything. We just come together just to encourage each other, and so often we need encouragement. Amen. So often we need encouragement. We do have each mic potted up, so we would like for you to be aware that your mic is potted up, and if there is any noise in the background, everyone that is listening can hear what's happening in the background. And oftentimes we're doing things and we don't realize that that it's coming through your phone or and we can hear it over the microphone. Okay, so we appreciate if you make sure that that does not happen. Amen. We have prayer, and then we go into scripture, and and sometimes we just go off and, brothers and sisters call in, with the word or concern. And, and of course, we have to, we have to be obedient to the Spirit. And we don't always, we don't always stick, to what the schedule is. Amen. So we do thank you for that. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to share a word with you. Lord, Father, we ask that you would just bless each and every listener, even those who are participating, Father, that we would all be on one accord. I pray, Father, that you would use us as vessels, Heavenly Father, to encourage and lift each other up. Father, if there's a time that we need prayer right now. So we just come together just to ask that you would be with us, Heavenly Father, your Holy Spirit would be a part of everything that we say and everything that we do, and we'll be sure to give you the praise. Amen. Our topic this evening, we were going in one direction, but for the last minute we changed. And our topic this evening is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And that topic is more so guided toward the elderly. I have been visiting so many members, brothers and sisters in Christ who have aged, who have become so come elderly, and sometimes you can hear in their voice that they feel that they're not appreciated, they feel that they're not useful, they feel that that something in their life is missing. And, of course, many of them know God, but just it's almost like being in the workforce, and being able to do things on a daily basis.
Okay, we are back online, and hopefully you're able to hear us. We are having a signal, a problem with the signal this evening. We just went dead from a weak signal, but we're going to continue. Amen. I believe that anytime God's work goes forth, that we become victorious. But anyhow, as we continue, we are just looking at those who are who have been elderly and who are feeble and just feel like they are useless or have no more use. And I wanted to basically talk about that, just talk about that in terms of we being sensitive to those, when I mean we, I'm talking about all of us, being sensitive to those who are weak, who are feeble, and how often we tend to their needs, or do we just see them there and almost not give them the love and give them the encouragement and use them as vessels as God has planned for them. Amen? And so as we continue to do that, one of the, as we go into the scripture, I just wanted to basically start off with scripture, and it talks about in terms of how it does not make a difference of how old you may be. We can all be used. Amen? We can all be used. In Proverbs 20:29, it says, "The glory of a young man is their strength." The glory of a young man is their strength. And the beauty of old men is the gray hair. Amen? And how often do you we look at those who have begun to gray, and we're looking at trying to color it black so that we have that youthful look or something else, whatever. It becomes to the point where we want to remain in our youth. And here God is saying, that the beauty of an old man or woman is the gray hair. Amen? It no longer affects the strength and the ability, but they affect wisdom. Amen? They affect a wisdom. The wisdom comes from their experience, from their counsel, and just from being wise for living for so long. And what we are supposed to do is we are supposed to pay respect to their understanding and their experiences. We are to pay respect to their understanding and their experiences. And God had just laid that on my heart, just to remind us that those who are elderly, they have not been forgotten. They should not be forgotten. And they're still useful according to God. Amen? And again, we looked at Proverbs 20:29, and it says that they may have lost their strength, but they have the wisdom that we can all use. They have the counsel. We can go to them for counsel and get advice. We can go to them because they are wise. And we should always pay respect and understanding to their experience. Amen? God has allowed the elderly to go through life and to experience so many things in life that we can receive. Amen? Because we're all heading in that direction. And we are supposed to utilize each other as we continue our journey, our Christian journey. We are to continue to use the elderly for advice, for counsel, even for their experiences to help guide us along so that we don't make the same mistakes. I'm noticing I didn't have all of the mics potted up, and I do apologize. And when you get an opportunity, or if you feel that you want to, to share, amen, please, just share. because, again, for those of you that's coming on, that just tuned in, we're talking about where do we go from here, talking about the elderly, talking about, we're speaking about the elderly in life and not forgetting about them, not forgetting about them, not getting so caught up in terms of what we're doing or just focusing on the youth, but the elderly have value also. And just use scripture to go to this to remind us of who they are and in God's eyesight. Amen. Any comments as we continue? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm hoping I'm able to hear everybody. I had to go another route with the speakerphone. So if you do, please speak louder, loudly so that we can hear you. I have you potted up on our mics as high as I can. And the issue needs to be corrected. As we move on, Luke 17:33 says, "Whoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose it shall preserve it." Amen? Whoever shall save his life. You know, these are words just speaking on other occasions. Amen? On other occasions. If we look up, when you go to, if we look up Matthew 10:39, Matthew 16:25, Matthew 16:26, they all speak similar words. Amen? If you want to get an opportunity to go there, we can just look at in terms of how similar that is. Matthew. Looking at Matthew 10:39. Anyone would like to hear? Okay, Matthew 10:39.
If you cling to your, you will lose it, but give it up, will save it.
Amen. Could you read that please again?
If you cling to your life, lose it, but if you give it up.
Amen. Amen. Anyone who findeth his life, anyone who finds his life, he who for the sake of God or has spiritual concerns, we are supposed to seek God first. Amen. We are to seek God first, rather than thinking about worldly desires. Our desires should be focused on Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He who finds his life shall lose it. Amen. He who finds his life shall lose it. Someone who has been saved. Someone who has received, who has walked away from the things that they used to do, findeth his life. We've all been there. We have. We were walking in darkness at one time when we were younger. We were making all kind of mistakes at one time, not putting Christ first in our lives, but yet we felt that we were living. We felt that we had the life, the parties, hanging out on a regular basis and having a great time, but we did not have life. But as soon as we accepted God in our life, that's when we really began to start to live. That's when we really began to start to live, when we found Christ in our life, when we accepted Christ in our life. Matthew 16:25. And please, for those of you that is tuned in, I'm looking at numbers on my screen, and I don't know who doesn't have a name, it just has But, you know, please, you know, if you have a comment, please share, okay? This is Interactive Bible Study, Matthew 16:25. Amen. Matthew 16:25. Okay, Matthew 16:25 says, "For whoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it. For whoever shall lose his life for my sake." And as I was saying, you know, earlier, all of these are speaking, you know, they are similar. They are similar conversations, you know, that speaking in terms of what we are looking for in life, clinging to life. And we have, and please, we did not get away from talking about the elderly, you know, because it all ties in. It all ties in. Amen? It all ties in. There is also, we have Matthew 16:25 and 16:26. Matthew 16:25 and 16:26. "For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" We can hear somebody washing dishes or with pans in the background. If you could please mute your mic.
Yes.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. "What does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul?" Gaining the whole world, having money, having everything that you want in the world, you have lost your soul. Amen? You have lost your soul. "What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Does that person choose to give up his soul to gain the world, to have everything in the world? Things that we see others have and we want. Things that we see others doing and we want to do. Would we choose to give up Christ and gain the world? And God is saying here that when we choose to do that, then we are losing our soul. Any comments?
Yes, I also believe too, when you are self-seeking, you begin to have self-losing too. You can lose yourself when you're self-seeking, and when you're not seeking the Lord, you lose out.
Amen.
That's why I think it's very important that, you know, it's not about you. It's about God, and it's about God's people helping other people.
Amen.
He didn't put you on this earth just to be self-centered. You know, mm-hmm. You're here to help others. In other words, you help, you know, to be your brother's keeper as well.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so often we're to help others, but, you know, how often do we forget about the elderly?
Right.
How often do we forget about the elderly? How often do we go to hospitals just to visit?
Right.
Taking time out just to visit the elderly.
Right.
And, you know, this was what was placed on my heart to share this evening, you know, just looking at the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
No one comes to visit them. No one calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we began to start to make them feel like they are useless. And in mm-hmm. God's eyes and in God's word, he is saying that they are still fruitful.
They yes,
still
they are.
Have so much to give, but yet we're not. We feel that it's all used up. And I'm not saying that this applies to everyone, but just thinking about the elderly,
right?
The elderly, those who are weak, those who are feeble, those who don't have strength anymore. Amen.
Ouch.
It even goes even talking about Proverbs. In Proverbs, it talks about in terms of even though that the elderly, they can be father or our mother, and they've become elderly, we are still to hold them in high esteem. It does not make a difference how old they are. If they have been blessed to have old age, then that is a blessing. That's a blessing from God. Hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Our mother, the mother, it does not have to be our biological mother, but the mother trying to give us counsel, the mother trying to give wise advice, the mother trying to share experiences that she went through. And yet, it's not accepted. Why? Because we look at the age and feel that there's nothing that we can receive from that mother. Hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Amen? This is a necessary caution. This is a caution that's stated here. For the very old woman, they're not helpless, they're not useless, they're not burdensome. Amen? Yet the circumstances do not lessen. They do not lessen because of their age.
Amen.
I look at this and as a divine command by the Lord. Despise not the old. Despise not thy mother. Amen? Any comments? Any comments? Amen. Old age is not something society tends to view in glowing or looking at it in a positive way most of the time. Much of the advice concerning old age is about trying not to reach it and pretending that old age is something that won't ever catch up with us. When we hear others talking and the thing that everybody's talking about is not trying to get old. So what's done here? We try to hold on to the youth. Because when we begin to start to see ourselves in the natural of graying, that God says that there's beauty in gray, there's wisdom in gray.
That's right.
But yet we've gotten caught up in the I guess you never really know what anybody's doing now.
The cosmetics,
the hair pieces, and cosmetics. You just never know.
You just
never know. Amen? Old age is a time that should be celebrated as much as any other time in life. It's a time when we can find deep fulfillment and happiness when we are at an old age. That is a time that we should have nothing but happiness because of what God has brought us through. And the mind, or should I say the enemy, will get us to the point where we begin to start to feel that we are too old to be useful. But I'm coming to tell you that that is not so according to the word of God.
Amen?
Many people for the first time in their lives, where they have a chance to fully live without being burdened by expectations. They don't have to worry about the ideas of others who have impacted them throughout throughout their life. People talking about you in some kind of way. You've lived to the point where that none of that bothers you anymore. None of that bothers you anymore. It doesn't bother you what people say. It doesn't the burdens of all the life that has to throw on us to wear us down. We're not concerned about that anymore. We're not concerned about that anymore. But yet, we're not supposed to confuse self-realization, as my sister said, with the mere acting out of our need. Amen? Our needs should be short-term. Amen? And they should lack deep fulfillment. Because if we look at it in God's eyesight, we don't need much. Because if God is supplying our needs from the external point of view, we don't really need much.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really need much. Amen. Any comments?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would like to make a little slight comment. And I was looking at Proverbs 3 and 4. It says, my children, the instructions of a father, and give attention to the knowledge of understanding. Young folks don't want to hear what...
That was Proverbs 3 and 4?
Mm-hmm. No, it was 4 and 1. Excuse me, my mistake. 4 and 1, sir. 4 and 1.
Okay.
Proverbs 4 and 1. Mm-hmm. Hear, my children, the instructions of a father, and give attention to know the understanding. Young folks don't figure old folks can put into nothing that they have today because they're not listening to where we've been, but they're listening
mm-hmm.
to where they got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the instructions that we try to give them, they say, well, that was the old day. It's not now. But you got to remember, the old day we went through, and now this day we know what's coming. And, you know,
yeah.
most people, you were saying that the older folks are being prepared to go to the next level, which is heaven. The other
mm-hmm.
folks, the younger folks don't understand what heaven's all about yet because
mm-hmm.
they have not grown up in the church to know what God is prepared for them. God
mm-hmm.
says he will prepare something for you. And I was listening at that, and we look at the fact that we're old because we got gray hair and sin sagging. People say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But you got to remember, we travel the road that you go. And I always heard this saying that you got to get here one day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Amen.
Very well.
Amen.
You know, I'd like to comment. You know, I like this subject because we're so focused on the young, and it's true that we do forget about the old, you know, and we should, you know, this is definitely a commandment to the body of Christ. You know, we're so busy doing this, we're doing that, we're taking care of this, and we do forget about those that are aged. And we should give them time and make time for them. Because, like you said, they have traveled that road. And we should encourage them to let them know that they aren't no longer useless. I mean, they're useful in our lives. They're important in our lives. And God is commanding us today. And from what I'm hearing from you, Elder John, God is commanding us today is to reach back and go to the homes and go to the hospitals or wherever there is the age, wherever there is the elderly, and show them kindness. You know, take time out and give them a word. You'd be surprised what a smile can do for someone, what an encouraging word can do for someone. It can brighten their day. That might be the only time that they get a brightened day. For somebody to bring flowers or something like that. Or, you know, this is a commandment to us. Because we do in our busy lives forget about those that are even shut in and can't get to a service. Or shut in and don't even get a kind word throughout the day. Yeah, this is definitely a commandment to us. It's waking me up even more. We do have to reach. God is holding us accountable right across the board. The young we need to reach and the old we need to reach back and bring them right in front of us and say, you are valuable to us.
Amen.
I'm done.
And for those of you that's listening, you know, for those of you listening, if you want to really interpret that, imagine you at an old age.
Mm-hmm.
No one around, with no one to call, no one to encourage you,
mm-hmm.
no one to visit. Just imagine the feeling.
Yep.
And we're not supposed to put them in that state of mind.
Yep.
Because they have so much to offer. And let me tell
yep.
you something. Don't be surprised If you go to a nursing home to encourage somebody, and what God is saying is because of their wisdom and their counsel, don't be surprised when you come out and you've been encouraged.
Yeah, that's so true.
It has been turned around.
Say that.
Amen.
I'm ready to say that. Getting ready to say that.
So true.
Because I have been in experience with elderly where I love to sit under the elderly because God can use them as very well. Because I have sat under them where God spoke to them to give me a word.
Amen.
Word of wisdom, word of whatever I was going through. So I love sitting under elderly because they have a lot of wisdom. They can tell me a whole lot.
Yes.
I don't mind sitting under them. And they are worthy. They are still worthy.
Amen.
And they should be praised as well.
Amen.
They should have the ultimate respect.
And just like the word said, he called the young because they're strong, but the old because they know the way. They know the way.
That's right.
We don't need to be getting lost in this time and day.
No, we don't.
We cannot be getting lost. I just, you know, I think about
and
a time
everybody.
You know, of an elderly that I knew, always encouraging. Always encouraging every time I was around her. And sometimes I would come to visit and we'd be just sitting there and I'd be so tired and I'd fall asleep. And there's numerous times I would wake up and she was standing over me praying.
Wow.
Praying.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, you're talking about blessing. You're talking about always full of joy. We're not supposed to be walking around sad. We're not supposed to be walking around and feeling the burden on our shoulders. Not when we know the Lord. And it takes the elderly to remind us. Because they've been through it. I'm so happy that, you know, that there is a conversation, you know, on on the elderly, and we're getting responses from that because that was truly, truly on my heart, you know, just to talk about, you know. God, if we look at Genesis, Methuselah, he lived 187 years. 87 years. Amen. Can you imagine that? Lamech, 782 years. And had sons and daughters. God, it does not make a difference how old we are. God can still use us to be fruitful. Whether you're young, whether you're old, God can still use whatever age we are, as long as we cling to Him. Amen?
You know what I like about that, too? Society throws and discards the elderly or someone that they think that can't come up to the step up to the plate. But one thing I love about the Lord, one of the things I love about the Lord, He doesn't discard anything or anyone. He uses everything from the least, from the most to the least, every little thing in our lives and in people's lives, He uses. He doesn't throw anything away. No one is useless to Him. Unless they want to be.
Amen.
You know, and I thank God that He's like that. He has a heart that's full of love, compassion, the things that, the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what we should have. You know, that love, peace, joy, long-suffering. You know, when maybe someone get on your nerves, you know, that long-suffering comes in there, that temperance. You know, God wants us to utilize everything. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. The Lord is great.
Amen. And when we look at Joshua in 13:1, you know, and even looking, old age should not be a barrier to being used by. And in Joshua 13:1, God even used Joshua at an old age. Joshua 13:1, it says, and Joshua was old, advanced in age, and Joshua said to him, thou art old. He's probably saying, I'm just too old. And advanced in age, and there remained yet very much land to take possession of. So Joshua was old at that time, and then the Lord reminded him of still there was work to do. There was land yet to be possessed. Amen? That was the time, you know, when the Philippines, they were conquering the Philippines. God reminded the Philistines, Philistines. God reminded Joshua that even though that you are old, I still want to use you. So there's land to be possessed. And all he did was remain obedient. He didn't let anything get in his mind to make him feel that he was useless. God spoke to him. All he did was he was obedient and he moved forward. And the victory was his. The land was possessed. What kind of land is in your, what kind of land are you supposed to possess in your life? What has God said that you still have to, that there's still room for you to possess? If you may be listening and feel that you are elderly or too old at this time, we're here to tell you that according to God, God is the one who's in control of time.
Amen, amen, amen.
God is the one that says that it's over.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Any comments?
Yes, I got one. It's not God that think we owe. It is us that think we owe. Because God, we're just babes in God's eyes. A thousand years is one day to God. We look at Noah. Noah was 120. He was working as a young man. We look at Abraham having children over 100 years old. They didn't think they were old because they depended on God to do what they did. We let society tell us when we're old. You know, we have to depend on God. God doesn't say, we're just babes. We're just learning. We're just striving now. And like, we look at the fact of the matter, age does not account nothing for God. It is what you put into God that you get out of God. So you can be 99. I look at these people, 99, and scared that. I'm not going to do it.
That's true.
You know, you look at people that's 100 and they're going up under the sea, proving that I'm not going to do it because of the fact that I feel, hey, I say I'm true. But God said, you just obey. You got to step out on faith. See, if you step out on faith, you can do anything no matter age, doesn't have no barrier because you rely on God. God is all, he's infinite. And if he's infinite, so are we. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I was reading in my devotional on Tuesday, and if I may, Brother John, I'd like to just read this little excerpt in this devotional, and it talks about the age, but it says, resist the apathy that often accompanies aging. Keep the enthusiasm of your youth and mix it with the wisdom of your old age. Don't lose your sense of idealism. Don't let day-to-day difficulties discourage you or allow life's disappointments to get you down. At every age and stage of life, there are obstacles and advantages, trials and triumphs. It's up to you to make the most of the positive and not let the negative derail you. At 70, Paul said, I am ready to come to Rome to preach. At 80, Moses led Israel out of slavery.
Amen.
at 85, Caleb said, "Give me the mountain the Lord promised me. You're only old when your regrets take place of your dreams." Amen. Amen. And amen. I read that on Tuesday. That devotional, it struck a chord in me. We're just kids.
That's it.
Who was that devotional by? It was a question.
Well, the devotional was from my mother church, the Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church. It's a daily devotional that they have.
Oh, it's a family devotional. Who was the book by?
The book was given to Alfred. You can get one of these. Archbishop Alfred and co-pastor Susie Owens of the Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church of America.
Okay.
And you can get copies of that. You could actually call, 202-529-4547. Or you can go on their website.
Could you repeat that number again for the listeners?
It's 202-529-4547. And their website is www.gmchc.org. Greater Mount Calvary. I read that the other day, and it just not only encourage my soul, but it lets us know that it ain't over until God says it's over.
Amen. Amen.
And while we're breathing and living, we can do and move.
Amen.
That's right. That's why I said, never stop dreaming. Never stop dreaming.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Never stop dreaming.
Never stop.
It's good. That's, I encourage, you know, older people, go back to college. You want to get your degree? Go back and get it.
Amen.
It's even free after 60. You don't have to pay.
Amen.
It's free schooling.
I bet you the young people are looking for that now. They looking for old age
and
now. Free.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was living in a nursing home for a long time, and this was before I started ministry. And it was a lady in there, and she kept telling me, one day you're going to do this, and one day. And she kept saying, one thing about people in a nursing home, they never give up the hope of coming out of there.
Amen.
They never give up the dream of being at home one day.
Wow.
And it struck me so, and I would go there, and she would say, well, I'm going to church next Sunday with my family. And I thought, I'd say, you may not be going home, but you're getting out of here today. And it just touched me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Awesome.
Right? Wow.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
This has been an excellent topic. Excellent.
Praise the Lord.
Excellent topic.
Yeah, the last part that I wanted to share with, and is elderly have great value. And to support that, look at Psalms 92:14 says, they are so vigorous in old age. They are full of sap and green. They are still vigorous old age, and they are full of sap and green. Amen. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall continue to grow in grace. They shall be fruitful to the end of their lives. Amen. It is a rare case to find an old man in an old age full of faith, love, and spiritual activity. Now let me say this again. It is a rare case to find a man in old age full of faith, love, and spiritual activity.
Wow.
But God says, the world, it's rare to see that, but God is saying that they're still vigorous at an old age. They're still full of sap and green, but yet the world looks at it that has torn them down to the point that it's a rare case to see that. It's a rare case to see that. Amen? Any comments?
I like that because it's no rare case in God. Amen. It might be rare to the world, but as long as we stay connected and are hooked up, it ain't no rare case. As long as we keep the...
God stay
with the vine.
So many plans. He has so many plans.
All we have to do
is just remain obedient to the word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Remain obedient. Don't get caught up in the shuffle. Don't get caught up in the shuffle. The race does not go to the swift, but it goes to those who endure to the very end. Amen.
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 Again, we are interactive. Any comments? Hallelujah. So that is those are the comments that I wanted to bring forth in terms of just speaking of the elderly. Where do we go from here? Knowing what we know, where do we go from here? And that just remains a question. Everyone that's listening. So if you feel that you have been lacking spending time with the elderly, going to visit someone, or someone that you may know has been neglected in some kind of way, you could have spent some time with them, then this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you.
Thank you, Lord.
The only thing that happens after that is, where do you go from here? Is it the same state of mind?
Thank you.
Or do you choose to have a different state of mind? Knowing that God wants more of you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And all it is just a question. There's no judgment here. We're not here to point fingers. But if it speaks to your heart, if there's someone that you know that neglected, or someone that you could do more for or spend time because you have not had time because of the busyness of life, then that's for you. And the question again is, where do you go from here?
Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
We do thank every one of you for tuning in this evening. We are here once again every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We're New Beginnings Ministries. We are an interactive Bible study. The whole purpose of this is that faith can come together and just to share, encourage each other via New York, via Atlanta, via wherever you may be. South Carolina, wherever you may be, you can call up and be a part of this. And we do thank you for taking your time out to be a part of this. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to close out. We have about 90 seconds left. We're actually 60 seconds, have prayer, and then we're going to be closing out. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for all those that were participants this evening. We pray that you would bless their coming and bless their going, Heavenly Father. We pray for increase on all the hearers, all the participants. Father, use us as vessels, Heavenly Father. Let us continue to run the race. And, Father, we know that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for knowing that you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, and we give you the praise. In the mighty, majestic name of Jesus, we love you, but God loves you most.
face the dark.